This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, earlier this week, Senator Ernst, along with Governor Kim Reynolds and the rest of the Iowa delegation in Washington, penned a letter to U.S. Ag Secretary and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack about the need for the USDA to modernize their disaster programs and to make it easier on farmers not only in Iowa but across the country to be made whole again in a weather event. We'll talk with the senator about where the shortcomings are right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Iowa's seen more than its fair share of weather events in the last few months. In rural communities, the Small Business Administration and the USDA usually work together to make communities whole again. However, the SBA has modernized its assistance programs more recently than the USDA, and farmers do not qualify for SBA assistance. Senator Ernst is a ranking member of the Senate Small Business Committee and a longtime member of the Senate Ag Committee, and she talks about the situation as she sees it. Senator says that this is not a difficult undertaking or a partisan issue.
Well, it really will be the agency just coming together and modernizing some of its rules and programs, and we can do that. We have done this at the Small Business Administration, and that's, yes, we are comparing the USDA to what SBA is able to do when it comes to those damages through natural acts, whether it's tornadoes, flooding, derechos, you named them all. But yes, we need to modernize, and it's not that difficult. It is really not that difficult. Let's just change the way we do our practices at the USDA. We can model the way maybe the SBA runs some of their disaster assistance programs. So again, a lot of collaboration between the agencies, but USDA really needs to step it up. And again, we've penned a letter, a number of us, and we are pushing USDA to come on board. Just please modernize, help us out a little bit, make sure that our farmers are seeing the benefits that they have earned and that they deserve after going through natural disasters.
She explains the differences in aid programs available from the Small Business Administration and the USDA from a high altitude viewpoint.
Well, SBA can move a little quicker, and there are different levels of benefit. And so that's what we want to correct is, you know, what the differences are between having maybe a small business in a town versus a small business, which would be a farmer and a crop. So making sure that those levels are equitable is something that really needs to be looked at. And just the speed, again, I'm going to go back to that because we have seen that some of our agencies will really slow walk support. And when you're in an industry like farming, you can't continue to slow walk.
Speed also has to be matched with efficiency and accuracy. But Senator Ernst says there are modern tools available for the USDA to make that happen.
We don't necessarily need a bunch of boots on the ground to assess crop damage. We do have technologies that are available today. And while you still do have to go field to field to field, maybe even viewing crop damage with a drone, using artificial intelligence to speed those things up.
We have more available on this conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.